White. St. Helena, California, September 1901. Dear son W.C. White, this morning a few lines were written to you. I wrote from 9 o'clock to 12, then slept a short time and had many things to think of in connection with the sanitarium. I think of the years that have passed into eternity under mismanagement. It will and must take time to change the order of things. I am sick at heart. I dare not go to Lake County in companionship with Brother McClure and his wife. I should not feel safe on the road. I have the case of Rodney before me, and I have written plainly to Brother and Sister McClure. This was the daytime. In the night, I had written the case as it was presented to me. Brother Cady, from the Healdsburg School, is much perplexed to know what he should do. He has labored with Rodney and prayed with him, but he continues his evil work, and Brother and Sister McClure feel decidedly against his case being meddled with. He says he knows other boys in the school just as bad as Rodney. Brother Cady asked him to name them, if he knew, for he felt a solemn responsibility to take this matter in hand, and if the students will not come into line and repent and reform, and avoid smoking and the visiting of disreputable places, they should be expelled. But Brother McClure wants everything smothered. He says he can do nothing with the boy, and he is determined no one else shall interfere with him. I am so sorry that the Hubbard family is there. Why must these large families be transported? And why is there no understanding of the children they must transport? There is another like Rodney. And these boys in Sabbath-keeping families are demoralizing the school as soon as it is commenced. I am so sorry. But these cases must be taken in hand decidedly and reformed or separated from the school.